Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
June in Alabama, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have granite countertops in the kitchen, and I've only had them a year and a half, and they've turned dark, and they're cleaned periodically, probably every 3 months. But they're much more attractive light, and they've just turned dark, especially around the stove and around the sink.
Now, June, when you clean them, do they brighten up again?
They brighten up and they shine, but the color doesn't change.
Hmm.
It sounds like you're dealing with two areas where there's a lot of moisture, especially around the sink. And it seems to me, just from the description, that perhaps the seal that's on the top of the granite, which needs to be taken care of every year, you need to put a new coating on it. But it seems like perhaps it failed at where they cut the tile, you know, the granite edge for the sink or for the, you know, the two pieces that butt up to the stove. And maybe you got moisture underneath. And it seems like mold, wouldn't you think, Tom?
Well, it also sounds like, I was thinking along the same lines, that the seal may have failed. You know, there's a website called stonecare.com. It's got some great products that could actually straighten this out.
I went to that website, but they have so many products. The only thing that I saw that might apply was a degreaser.
June, I think that the product that you need is actually a stain remover. It's a poultice powder, which is essentially designed to lightly abrade the surface, and it works for food stains, it works for mildew stains, and there are even stain removers for things that are tough, like oil and grease, to get out. It sounds to me like this countertop probably wasn't sealed properly when it was first installed, and as a result, you've had a lot of absorption just from normal use. And so you kind of need to get those stains out, and then we can start over again once it's nice and clean with a good quality sealer and not have to deal with it again.
Okay, so where do I get this stain remover?
Well, that website that I was talking about, Stone Care, has different types of poultice powders. I think the product that you want is called FPP Stain Remover. It's about $20 a pint, and that ought to do it for the whole top.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You know, it's interesting. This darkening sort of occurs when moisture gets trapped underneath, and it's even worse if, like, oils. That's why they say, and this is something new that I learned, never ever put a pizza box on top of a granite countertop, because if the oil sort of saturates the box and then sucks into the countertop, forget it. It's like a moisture stain that's never going to dry.
As beautiful as granite tops are, they really take a lot of work to keep them clean and looking good.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.